This is Mind Your Body, a dance movement therapy perspective on the integration of our emotional, cognitive, physical, and spiritual aspects of our being into one more aware and whole existence. Hi, it's Ori Krug. Welcome back to Mind Your Body. Today, I am doing a solo episode here on how to really give yourself permission to be you through dance therapy. Because I know from personal experience, I know from working with my clients, that most people have not given themselves permission to be themselves authentically. There are so many shoulds and expectations and a lot of unresolved trauma that's going on that makes people so disconnected from their bodies that they don't even know what they truly want. They don't even really know what it means to have, you know, to be themselves. I recently asked this question in my free Facebook group, The Lasting Love Movement, and I asked something along the lines of, how has trauma made you disconnect from your true self? And do you even know who your true self is? And so many people responded, no, I don't even know who that is. I'm not even sure what that means anymore, because they've put up so many layers of protection that it's covering up who they really are. And so many people who've experienced past trauma, and I did this myself for so, so long, they kind of think that, oh, this is the way I am. I'm just irritable. I'm guarded. I can't open my heart. I can't connect well with people. They make these definitive decisions about their identity and decide that, oh yeah, this is my personality. This is how I am and I can't change. And that's so not true. Those are trauma patterns that are taking over behavior and the way that you connect to people in the world. And because of this intense fear of being hurt again, of wanting to prevent anything remotely hurtful, painful from the past happening again, these are trauma responses. And so what happens a lot of times is we try to fit ourselves into these boxes or these ways of being that really aren't ourselves, but just to be recognized or just to fit in. You know, I was just speaking to a client I'm working with now, and she's like, I've never fit in. From the moment I was born, I've had these medical issues and these allergies. I wasn't allowed to have, you know, this chocolate that my siblings were having. I was put on all these restrictions. And she had experienced a lot more trauma through her life of always having this, I can never really be me. And why can't I just fit in now? And I asked her, what about embracing what makes you different? What makes you unique and even weird? I love that. Embrace your weird. I always knew. There was always a part of me that knew I was weird. I didn't fit in with a lot of people either. I always felt like I was the one who was pushed out and excluded from these groups of people, and, you know, in school and even in my own family, I really kind of felt like a reject. I felt like the odd one out. And I fought that for so long. I tried to do what I could to fit in, tried to wear the right clothes, tried to wear different clothes and fit in with like the different people. I tried to follow a path that, you know, everyone else was following. And so there's all these ideas of who I should be. And maybe then I'll be happy. Maybe then I'll find love. Maybe then I'll be understood and seen. But how could anyone else understand you if you don't understand yourself, if you're fighting against who you really are just to try to be like everyone else? And it really wasn't until I became a dance therapist and I was going through my graduate school training where basically we weren't dance therapy clients, but we were practicing dance therapy to learn it, to be therapists. And also being part of dance therapy program as a client. It wasn't until I had these experiences where I could really start embracing my weird and really own and love who I am. Those memories still hurt, you know? Some of the memories still kind of hurt and sting a little bit when I was left out or made fun of and that I didn't quite fit in anywhere I went. But now I've had these body and movement experiences that I still have often, of how like weird, different, and unique I am. And the more I own it, the more I embrace it, the more the universe is kind of like a mirror back to me. And I meet people who will say, there's something different about you. There's something unique about you. And I'll get that confirmation from other people as well. And what made dance therapy the, you know, the thing that helped me really soften into my truest version of myself, to, you know, blossomed and emerged into the truest version of myself, is that I physically owned who I was. You know, I spent 3 years in, more than 3 years in talk therapy, and I was spending all that time sitting on a couch with my legs up. I always have my legs up in therapy. Unless I thought, ooh, my therapist might judge me for having my legs up. Just how often I sat, how many hours I sat with my therapist. And I talked about things that felt, you know, important and true. And I could kind of start owning myself in that way. But as like a physical entity, I still was just sitting. I wasn't moving. I wasn't really expressing myself to my truest potential. We can't do that sitting in an office talking or sitting somewhere talking. Our bodies are the vehicle for which we express ourselves, interact, and move and behave in this world. And if our bodies are just kind of disconnected or frozen or numb, even if we are able to really express who we are through words, then we haven't reached our full potential of being ourselves. And in dance therapy, when you're doing this in a group setting, in a safe container, within a therapeutic relationship that's safe, establishing the relationships in the group that are safe, then you can take the kinds of risks that you can't take anywhere else in life. So one thing that I always think about is that in my group dance therapy experience, one thing I always had trouble with in my life is being just really directly showing somebody, anybody, that I really wanted to connect with them. I would always have my guard up. I would kind of play hard to get, not just romantically, but in all of my relationships. And so I would just kind of like either stand and wait for someone to approach me, or I would kind of make a beeline on the way to somebody else. Like if I was at a party and there was this person I knew I wanted to talk to, I would, you know, that would be my end goal, but I would go to the chips. And I would get some food and I would go to the bathroom, and this whole time I'd be thinking about how I just want to talk to this person, but I couldn't just go with my needs and go there. And this party example is just a really small example, but this was my life all the time, never allowing myself to be really direct with what I want, never allowing myself to just get it because I was so afraid of hurt and rejection. And so in this group therapy experience that I was in that changed my life, I could take that risk now because we built these safe relationships. We had already started taking smaller risks together. And so somewhere along the way, I was ready for this big, big risk. And I knew I wanted to connect with a certain person in the group. I just knew it. That just came to me as soon as the group started. And so this was a space where it's like you could move however you want. And you can make whatever choices you want with your, you know, with your body. And just, you know, if I wanted to go and ask someone for a high five, I could do that. So this was the experience of dance therapy that we had. It was like this space is safe. It's contained. We're holding the space for you. But right now you can do whatever you want. And it's up to you and your interactions, your relationships to meet someone with that high five, or you could turn away. That's how open the structure was. That's how comfortable we were all in this process at this point. And so I knew I wanted to connect with this person, and I made a straight line to her. That was so scary for me. I've never done that before in my life. I made a straight line to her, and I reached out my hand because I wanted to connect. That was so scary because there was a purpose in my habit, in my pattern to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to the gyps and now I'm going to the bathroom. Oh, hey. Oh, hey. Yeah. How are you? You know, it's like, okay, I just happened to stumble here and talk to you. You don't know that I've been really wanting to talk to you this whole time. I just happened to be in the same area. So I'm just going to start a conversation. You know, that's so much less riskier than being like, I came here to talk to you. I really want to connect with you. Because if that person doesn't want to connect with me, that would be the end of the world for me. So in this dance therapy experience, I went directly to her. I reached out my hands and she reached her hand back. She wanted to connect back. And that was so amazing. That was a beautiful experience in itself. However, then I was like, oh no, but what if now she leaves before I want to leave? What if she ends this interaction before I do? I'm still going to feel rejected. What do I do? What do I do? And so she did leave. She did leave before I wanted to. And it was okay. It was actually okay because we had many instances in this group therapy experience before where this had come up so much of like, okay, we're interacting. Who's going to pull away first? What's it going to feel like? I'm scared if they pull away, they're going to reject me. And I've come to learn through these very tangible physical experiences that they're just making the choice that's right for them at the moment. And it's not personal to me at all. And through that trust and these healthy relationships that we were building in this container, we could take these risks, these emotional, relational risks, and which turned into express like these risks in expressing ourselves. All right, well now, today in this group therapy experience, I really feel my body calling me to be a wild lion who wants to roar. Okay, that might feel crazy. I don't know why, but I can go with it. Like, this is what my body wants me to do. This is how I want to express myself today. And it's safe to do that here. So I'm going to do that. And then the things that come from it. So we're in this safe container together in this group. And so I'm roaring. And then someone else roars back and it's like, wow, I had this weird, crazy idea to roar like a lion. I was extremely petrified of rejection or criticism, being made fun of. And you roared back. You met me in my weird expression. And then it turns into this roaring, I don't know what you would call it, but this coming together, different animals. And now we're in a zoo. And now this whole different thing is happening where we're being so weird together. And it feels so good because no one gives a shit. Excuse my language. No one cares. We can be whoever we want. We can do whatever we want. Who cares if this is not something people do?